The ancient Greeks and Romans weren't just pioneers of democracy, philosophy, and science. They were enthusiastic drug users. This uncomfortable truth remains largely censored from academic discourse. When I presented overwhelming evidence of recreational drug use in ancient Rome during my dissertation defense, my committee chair dismissed it with a simple, "They just wouldn't do such a thing." This sanitized view of Western civilization's founders persists despite mountains of evidence to the contrary. The societies that gave us democracy, philosophy, and scientific inquiry were fundamentally drug-friendly cultures, where mind-altering substances were embraced across all social classes without shame or moral judgment. Life in antiquity was an unrelenting struggle for survival. Unlike modern deaths from largely self-inflicted conditions like heart disease, ancient peoples faced external catastrophes at every turn. Pompeii and Thera stand as grim reminders of nature's unchecked power. Buildings collapsed regularly, fires spread uncontrollably, and simple weather changes triggered devastating famines. A single locust infestation in 125 BCE killed 200,000 people. Infectious diseases claimed approximately 60% of ancient lives, with epidemics descending without warning to devastate entire cities. Warfare brought its own intimate horrors. At Cannae, Romans lost 70,000 men in a single day, more than America's entire Vietnam War casualties. In ancient Rome, the concepts of medicine and drug administration were linguistically identical, both derived from the verb medior. Unlike modern Western medicine, where pharmaceuticals represent just one treatment approach, Romans saw drugs as the essence of healing itself. Their pharmacopoeia included everything imaginable, plants from mandrake roots to pennyroyal leaves, animal products from excrement to body fluids, and minerals like lead and copper. Many treatments showed remarkable efficacy despite lacking modern scientific understanding. Castoreum, fluid from beaver genital glands, effectively treated headaches because beavers consume willow bark containing salicylic acid, aspirin's active ingredient. The Greeks and Romans used mind-altering substances across all social strata without shame or moral stigma. Opium, humanity's oldest cultivated medicinal plant, was embraced throughout the Mediterranean world. The Greeks' casual reference to it as simply the juice demonstrates its cultural familiarity. Beyond opium, they used wormwood containing the neurotoxin thujone, cannabis, nightshade plants, and psychoactive mushrooms. Even traditionally poisonous plants, like hemlock, were used in small doses as tranquilizers. Unlike today, there existed no concept of drug addiction or substance abuse, though the ancients recognized tolerance, noting that virtues of all drugs become weaker to those accustomed to them. Mind-altering substances permeate classical mythology, creating what might be called narco-mythology. The Prometheus myth reveals itself as profoundly drug-centered. Prometheus's shed blood transformed into the opium poppy, the drug of Prometheus that granted strength and immunity to pain. Through this divine substance, humans could commune with the gods, experiencing temporary relief from mortal suffering. Homer's Odyssey describes black wine, so potent it required 20 dilutions to make it drinkable, likely wine containing narcotics like opium or mandrake. Magic in the classical world wasn't mere superstition, but a respected profession deeply connected to drug use. The very word for sorcerer, pharmakeios, derived from drug, pharmakon. Greek and Roman authors intentionally employed drug imagery and spoke openly about narcotics in their works. Homer frequently referenced drugs, particularly Helen's use of nepenthe, an Egyptian narcotic mixed with wine that produced such euphoria it prevented tears even when witnessing family members' deaths. Virgil demonstrated intimate familiarity with opium's effects throughout his works, while Ovid explicitly compared his poetic inspiration to chemical intoxication, likening writing to drinking opium. Both provided escape from unbearable reality. For ancient writers, drugs were readily accessible tools for ascending the heights of human imagination, a chemical muse that inspired their literary works. The pre-Socratic philosophers, Epimenides, Pythagoras, Empedocles, and Democritus, shared a profound interest in drugs, magic, and intoxication, embedding these influences into Western philosophy's foundations. Epimenides was a root cutter who harvested botanical drugs, while Pythagoras studied with Persian magi who specialized in drug use. Empedocles claimed his drugs could ward off ills and old age, control weather, and even resurrect the dead. Plato recognized intoxication's power, describing madness, mania, as the greatest of blessings when sent as a gift of the gods. For the Greeks, mania, whether from drugs or divine inspiration, wasn't pathological, but a heightened state of consciousness essential for true poetry and philosophical insight. In Athens, recreational drug use and free speech were valued civil liberties shared equally among citizens in the world's first radical democracy. At the heart of Athenian democracy was Eleutheria, complete individual liberty with no modern English equivalent. This concept ensured each citizen's protection from ideological or political domination. Athenians were free to use mind-altering substances without moral stigma, as evidenced by the state-sponsored Eleusinian mystery cult known for its psychotropic drug use. Unlike Sparta, which embodied totalitarianism by preventing citizens from indulging in any non-medicinal substances, Athens embraced both free speech and mind-altering substances as normal aspects of society. This freedom to alter one's consciousness was considered as fundamental as the right to speak freely, both expressions of personal liberty that threatened totalitarian control. The drug-friendly cultures that gave birth to Western civilization's greatest achievements stand in stark contrast to modern prohibitionist attitudes. While today's societies often criminalize substances and stigmatize users, the ancient Greeks and Romans incorporated mind-altering drugs into their medical practices, religious ceremonies, literary pursuits, and philosophical inquiries without moral judgment. This historical reality challenges our contemporary assumptions about the relationship between drug use and societal achievement. The ancients understood that in a world filled with suffering, chemical relief wasn't just acceptable, but necessary. Their integrated approach to drugs, seeing them as tools for healing, spiritual connection, creative inspiration, and personal liberty, offers a profound counterpoint to modern drug policies. Perhaps most significantly, the Athenian concept of Eleutheria reminds us that the freedom to alter one's consciousness was once considered an essential component of democratic society, as fundamental as free speech itself. This forgotten aspect of Western civilization's foundation invites us to reconsider our current approach to mind-altering substances and the freedoms we choose to protect or prohibit.